I remember it as if it were yesterday. It's one of those days when you get information and you hear somebody say something, and just for a moment you think your heart is in suspended mode, it almost stopped. On a Wednesday around 11 o'clock, I got a phone call from one of my superstars, one of my favorite people, who was going to be speaking that Saturday at an event we had planned. It was an event my team put on, and we included both our own team and Crossline, and I think for this one we had a lot of company people coming as well. We were in San Francisco, and we had probably, 800 or 900 people registered for the event, and it was something that we put on, and people liked our event, so Crossline came, the company often came, and it was one of these major events. We probably had, we figured 1,000 people were coming. And I had planned to have several people on stage that were members of my team, both new people, people who were getting just customers, moms who had never done anything before, dads who had never done anything before, as well as a couple of major players. And I had one lady that was also from Europe. Her name was Stella. And she'd been in the business for probably 3-4 months. And her third month, she hit $10,000 for income. And she and her husband were franchise owners. They owned one of the fast food companies in town. And that's how I met them, because I used to be in the real estate business. And we found a lot of locations for them. And so we had chatted often about her having some of her own income that was separate from the franchise business. And they were doing really well. But she wanted her own. She wanted something of her own. And so she signed up for the business. That was the water filter business. And she did tremendously well because she was very interested in health herself. She was interested in energy and fitness and all of that. So we hit it off personally, and she really started marketing the water filters and why anybody would want those versus drinking the caca out of the faucet, just exactly like I was doing. So anyway, she had just crossed $10,000 a month, her third month, and she was scheduled to speak on Saturday. And so around 11, the Wednesday before the Saturday event, the phone rings, and of course I see it's Stella, and it's like, great, we'll talk about what she's going to talk about, and yada, yada, yada. So she calls and says, Kim, yes, I got to tell you something. Okay, great, tell me, and she says, you're not going to like it. She said, I don't like it either, but I have to tell you anyway. It's like, okay, so, she's got a cold, or she's sick, or she got the flu, or something like that. And so I waited, and she says, Kim, I have to quit. And everything stopped. I felt like my circulation stopped, my head stopped, my heart stopped. I felt like my whole being was just momentarily suspended. And I couldn't speak. And she says, let me tell you why I have to quit. Next episode, Why Stella Quit. In the meantime, check out my blog, kimsblog.com, kimsblog.com, or come to my Facebook page and say hi. So facebook.com/kim.claver, K-L-A-V like Victor, E-R. See you next time around.